You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
شما عن خبيبة خا كتابة بشان إنجليساية بشلب ديقة بيوم تشبت الدور 8 بإيلول خود شمت ديت أونر بيت كتوتا أستليتا سارة ليندرماير جو دي ملبن شراين أوف ريمبرنس أها كتابة إتلال صيوتا ربتا وبرشايت قبني عمن كتها قوي لل تشعيت خا رب خيلة أستليايا بدان طلاشة ولاية قمايا 1800 وهشايت مبار با برقتت باشا مصيلة مبلغ الجيسة لما يناتي دي وعمو قام خلصت دائت إسرائيت ألبي من عروقة أتراي جو جربي معروض إيران من جنخو بارمن وقمطت إتوى علي من خلوات أطماناي أهرب خيلة إيوى لفتنت جنرال سير ستانلي جورج سافيج ويلا برست تبقى عم سايمتا سارة ليندرماير آيت إيلا باصوية جو خقلت دوبار ناشاية وجو خقلت ملل نوشا ين إتلا ماستر ديجريز جو أبلايت أنثروبولوجي و سايكولوجي بتشرح لها تبقتن قابلت بشينا سارة welcome to the Assyrian program at SBS and please accept our sincere congratulations for the launch of your book Debt of Honor.
Thank you so much, Ninos. It's fantastic to be with you.
First of all, if you can tell us briefly, what is this book about?
Debt of Honour is a story about an Australian soldier, an ANZAC, in World War One, who ended up rescuing many, many thousands of Assyrian refugees as they were under attack by the Ottoman army in northern Persia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a narrative history. It's told in a very easy to read way. And I've stitched together many historical sources to put together a coherent narrative of this extraordinary period of time in Assyrian history and also a very extraordinary Australian soldier. It's an unknown story. Mm-hmm. In Australia, it is not known. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important book from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there are details about how he did his human act and defied the orders from the British army, and he did what he was not supposed to do, but as a human he looked at this and he did it. But a question first is, what motivated you and inspired you to write this book?
This book really came to my father's attention from a very dear friend of ours in Sydney, Gabby Kouakis, who is the president of the Assyrian Levies Association mm-hmm. in Australia. And Gabby and his family have a long-standing, connection and support with the Australian Army and in the Assyrian community in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby was organising a commemorative service to be conducted by the Australian Army at the grave site, at the cemetery where General Savage and his wife are buried. And at the time, my father was in the Australian Army as a chaplain,
mm-hmm.
and he and Gabby worked together to put this commemorative service together for the general at the cemetery in Melbourne. That was in 2006. When my father told me about this story, I was intrigued immediately because I could not understand, and I just couldn't understand why or how there was an ANZAC in Persia at the end of the World War One. It just didn't make sense to me. And when my father, unfolded and the story to me, I said, "Dad, this is so extraordinary. It really should be on the public record. Someone should write a book." And then my dad said, "You should write the book."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love history, I love anthropology, as you said. Mm-hmm. I have my master's in that, and yep. And so I'm very interested in how in the history of in suffering actually, and how people commit violence, and how human beings commit violence, and how they recover from suffering. So I'm interested in those sort of issues also on a spiritual level.
Yes.
About reconciliation as well. So I asked permission of Gabby Kouakis. I contacted him and I asked his permission to write the book.
Your academic achievements and your master's degree in anthropology and psychology. I was doing some research. Two famous scholars in the studies of applied anthropology, that's where your specialty is, Kadia and Van Willigen, describe anthropology as the complex of related research-based instrumental methods which produce change or stability in specific cultural systems through the provision of data. In one of your interviews, you mentioned that you wanted to find a balance between the biography of Captain Savage and the history of the Assyrian people. How instrumental and effective your field of study has been in the writing of this book?
Well, that's a brilliant question. I think what is important is to be objective, firstly, when you're doing historical and anthropological work, is to be objective. And that requires a very great depth and breadth of research. And I've spent, 10 years working on this book. So I undertook many years of research before I started writing. The difficult thing, or the challenging part of this as an author, I suppose, as the writer, was to weave together the biographical detail of Stanley Savage's life, but also to put that in a context of Assyrian history and Assyrian cultural history, because this is not just about the cold, hard facts. This is about the impact of an atrocity on a people, on the Assyrian people.
Mm.
So what I was interested in, what I became more and more interested in, is how one man's life and destiny can be entwined and impact a whole nation or a whole, community of people, their destiny and their ability to survive and recover. So I suppose in terms of, what those two applied anthropologists suggested about stabilizing, the stabilizing effect of using data, I think one of the important things about the contribution that this book, with God willing, is that this book is the Assyrian, their own story, their own history, and something that a lot of Assyrians may not even be aware of. And so providing this information is also a way of, injecting a sense of an identity. It is reinforcing a particular cultural identity, and in Australia that is extremely important for the Assyrian community to feel that they have this very deep and very long-standing connection with Australian Anzacs, with the Australian Anzac legend, and I think that that's, from an anthropological perspective, that's what this what I have tried to do.
I mean, mentioning this topic, the latest census showed there is about 40,000 Assyrians, Chaldeans and Syriac who live in Australia, but unfortunately not much is known about them among the Australian in general. Do you think your book, or the book like this book, which I believe it's going to be in libraries and many schools, do you think that this book will help to raise more awareness among general public about the Assyrians?
That is definitely one of my dearest hopes, that it will generate an energy and momentum and interest. I would even hope that potentially it might be used as a history source book on curriculums in high schools and particularly in, you know, church schools, as well as general readership. And I know that there, you know, there's also that aspect of just military history, and there's a lot of people who are very interested in World War One and Australia's military history, a lot of Australians just generally speaking. So I'm hoping that through having this, you know, book available for sale at the Shrine of Remembrance and the Australian War Memorial and those sorts of places, that this story will be told, it will spread, it will be like a, you know, a stone in a pond, and that people and children, young people as well, will be interested in it. To understand, I mean, that it's not just this book is not about, I'm not promoting war. I haven't written this book as a strategic military document. This is not a, you know, a sort of battle by battle sort of case, you know, recount of what General Stanley Savage did. Not at all. This is about a great general and a great soldier and a great Australian warrior who has done something absolutely extraordinary for a very, very fascinating and amazing nation of people, and they are here in Australia. And as you say, we don't know much about the Assyrians, and that's sad to me. That's a great sadness and a shame. So I do very dearly hope that this book will contribute to the increasing profile and understanding and appreciation of Assyrian community in Australia.
Yeah, and also I believe that Lieutenant General Sir Savage is almost like the unknown soldier. Do you think this book will shed more light on the Australian soldiers in the services and their service with the British Army during World War One that have contributed so much to humanity, even though they were in war?
Yes, well, that's very true, and I think it's an important thing to say that Stanley Savage was not the only Australian or New Zealander or indeed Commonwealth soldier involved in Persia on this mission. So it just so happened that he was one that took leadership and took control of the situation when it arose in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely, I think the recognition of Australian soldiers at that time. The reason why this has not come to light, the reason why this story about an Australian soldier who was one of our greatest generals, he basically became the property of the British army, of the British high command. Mm-hmm. Once the orders were given for that secret mission to go ahead, he became a member of Dunster Force, and he was taken off the field in the Western Front and taken to London, given his orders, and sent in secrecy. These men, 350 of them, they didn't even know where exactly they were going. They just knew they had a secret state mission to achieve, and they were on their way to shore up the oil wells on the Caspian Sea. That's all they really knew.
Yes, yes. Well, let's go back and tell us about the launching of your book. Describe, how was the launch, the attendees, and how was your feeling, please?
Well, I think aside from my wedding day, it was actually the most wonderful day of my life. It was absolutely fantastic. It could not have been better. It was really a dream come true. And it was a dream come true not just for me. It was for my family. It was for my dear friend Gabby Kawakis. It was for other friends here in the Assyrian community that have been helping me, for my other dear friend Joseph Hawail, who was helping me. He was my MC, Master of Ceremonies. And it was at the Shrine of Remembrance, which is an absolutely fantastic facility, and it was a beautiful morning. It was, you know, very, it started out sunny. I took that as a good sign.
Uh-huh.
And everyone who came very much wanted to be there. It was highly emotional because I asked this very dear man here, Hemuz Mushi,
yeah,
who is himself is a refugee, a recent refugee to Australia. I heard him singing when I attended the Assyrian Martyrs Day commemoration service in August.
Yes.
And I was speaking at that event, and I heard Mr. Mushi was singing there, and I absolutely fell head over heels with this beautiful man, this singing, the emotion, the rawness of the emotion in his voice was incredible to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him to come and sing at the book launch.
Okay.
Also, there was the Bishop Mar Benyamin Elia,
yes,
who also spoke and gave us a special benediction at the end for the book and for everyone who will read the book.
Mm-hmm.
So altogether, it was a celebration. And it was, I think for me, I was really celebrating my promise. I kept my promise to the Assyrian community and to Gabby and to the Savage family. Yeah.
Yes. Just one thing, actually, touching on Gabby. Gabby Yonan-Gevergis, he has contributed so much to the Assyrian community and make the Assyrian community known to the Australian public through the Anzac Day parade. And
yes,
actually, he worked so hard. He dedicated so much time and years of hard work to get the Assyrian levies,
yes,
to go actually and join the Anzac parade, and showing the contribution of the Assyrian, especially the levies to the Second World War, where the levies were done. But back to you. I'm sure that this book will be of great interest to Assyrians around the world.
Yes.
But I hope that in one day it will be translated to Assyrian and for Arabic language, because many of our listeners, they do read in Arabic language, and then we're talking about people in the Middle East and other places. But
yes,
talking about coming to Sydney and so people come, is there are there any plans that you would you're planning to?
Definitely.
Mm.
Gabby is continuing to support me, and we are intending to have a book launch in Sydney in October sometime.
Wow. Mm.
Maybe the middle or the end of October.
Right.
And that will involve, of course, the community and the church. So there will be a church service, and then there will be a launch and a celebration. So I'm very excited about coming to Sydney and meeting the people in the Assyrian community there. And I'm having other book launches as well going you know through in coming months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm. Yeah, so it's going to be a very exciting time.
And you don't know, maybe you might have a trip to the United States, where the big majority of Assyrians are there, and
yes,
it'll be a great opportunity to
yes,
talk about the book. There are
absolutely
many doors will be open, I hope so, because it is a book that really is of great interest to every Assyrian to see what they have, even though British... British betrayal to the Assyrian people during World War One was enormous, and what they did and what
yes,
we are in situation because of their betrayal. But
yes,
having Australian soldiers who defied everything just to save those people is something remarkable, never to be forgotten.
Yes.
Sarah Lindermeyer, and it is a pleasure that we had you actually on our program and convey your message to the Assyrian community, to the listeners of SBS, and I'm sure when the time comes for the launch in Sydney, we will talk about it, we'll have some interviews,
yes,
and announce it more thoroughly.
Thank you, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
بقرن قميقرت سارة مقم شاوق لات مع أورال شواشنة بعواده بو سايه وسخصويه وطاؤوية برعشتاري قاتا منطق كتوتة اهك تاوا اي مضيلة قد بابوت إيلي خا قشيشة يو جيسة أستراليا قبل الغدا مغبرتاين مطلب من مقرى جابي جيورجيس أوت إيلي مشتالانا اتسأتت ليوي لخا يو أستراليا بطلابة من بابو قد آتي باقت وعوضة تشمشتة تخرنيا العقارة يعني إقارة تخرنيا على ربخيلة سافيج ايجي بابو ليوا شمي رابا بوداها ربخيلة ينها كابتن ودلا بوصايا وضيلة قد قصتة موديلة قد آها ربخيلة بورقيلي زودم خمشي ألب آطوراي من بارمن ات خلواتي عالدواوي بريشايت أطماناي بدان بلاشا تي ولاي قمايا كت آو بليجيوا ين بيشوا لغدا شدرا الدم شدروتا من جيسا انجلسايا قا سخبرياتي جو عراق وإيجي بابو برتيلي وهدر وعودلي التخارة تشمشتا جنرال سافيج هقيلة قسارة بداها ربخيلة وسارة مرات سنقتل خكتاوة باشتي وبديو إيجي بابو مرقاتو قامون لتقاد بكتاوة هكتاوة وآها شوق لقاتو قد أورب قيرت وشريا وادبو صايا وقد تممالي ومرق برابا جاهي غزيل رابع اسقوياتي دما شختت شرشة ومشربة ومبوعي قا تممتت اهكتاو اينا برشا وشني من بلخانة اهكتاو بشلب ديقا وشوري لهمزومة بود ارخا ين قريتو ونسيانو جو خقلت دوباري ادبرناشا وملل نوشا ين جو سايكولوجي اند انثروبولوجي اهو يرقاتو قد متا اها قصة ومقروالا قا قرياني بيخا ارخا ادجاو بسيارلا بالخيوتا اتخا برسوبا وبالتشعيط اتخا امتا بقرن مضيلا قد أدخى كتاوة كما بخشاوت بتقاوت شخلابة جو جشقتا ين مضيتا دعما أستراليا بوت أربي ألف أطراي ين أربي ألف من عمان أن بخاينة كده أطرا ومقرتا سارة مخططلة قد آه إلى خمندي رابا رابا الصايا من سبب همونة لا هكتاوة بتحاوي متواج رابا من مدرشياته وبتصوبه وبتأركي وبتبلكت هاوي خا مبوعة ادبوصاية خا ريسيرش ريسيرش ريزورس قلاني دبي بشيطي زودة بتشعيطة تجيسة أستراليا أبت أرتوراي يقرت سارة مضيلة قد آين بخادوتا وبالهيقوتا بسبارلا ات مطيا السيدني بشارتة يرخ تشرين قمايا قد أودا بدقت دا هكتاو The Launching of the Book جو سيدني وبصوريلا بتبقى بيت هدامت شو تابوتا أطوريتا لخا قد خزيان ومضية بود كتاو أنا قلت لك مضية قد أني منوهن مخوبنا اتقاني لدى السخطة داك طاوة ماسي آزي على أونلاين أو بوك أون بوكس أونلاين ويب سايت يعني انترنت الدينة بود كتاوة ومتي شمت ذي أو شمة ديت أوف أنا دينا ات إقارة ماسي آزي جوجل ومتي ديت أوف أنا باي سارة ليندرماية ويجي بتبلطي وماسي القانيخة السخطة ينسبورن شارتت يرخد تشرين قماية مطيل سيدني وطامة بتهوية رم إيدا ين sign of the book بصورة وشامان خبيوه قد شقلهم خيطرانة بمشميتة لداها تبقتها
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au